Keenum takes the snap. Here comes another blitz, and Keenum 10! He fumbles the ball! The ball is loosed and covered up by the Texans at the 23-yard line. Justin Houston explodes into the chest of Case Keenum and forces the fumble, but the Texans avert disaster.
Yeah, but Justin Houston and Tom Bahali team up on that sack. That's not a good sign if you're Brandon Whedon, the Cleveland Browns quarterback, to see 50 and 91 coming at you at the same time. Welcome back. Over 200 people are here tonight at our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show here at Dave and Buster's at the Legends near the Kansas Speedway. Again, they've got every Sunday specials, $3.50, 22-ounce Bud Light drafts, and $5 appetizers. Now, before I introduce you to the man who has the best sack guy in the National Football League, we do want to make a special presentation tonight. You know we're multimedia because you can see us on the Time Warner Sports Channel. And, of course, we're out on over 70 stations in seven states. A young man I want to come up here tonight. I mentioned him during the interview with Andy Reid, but you need to acknowledge this young man, because for over three decades, he has worked his tail off for the Kansas City Chiefs. He is the Chiefs equipment manager. Nobody works harder. Nobody's more passionate. Sugar Creek, Missouri is his hometown. I wanted to acknowledge him tonight. Andy Reid had him do the breakdown for the team after the game yesterday. He is really one of the most respected humans among our players for three decades. Give a Chiefs Kingdom salute to one of the hidden heroes, Allen Wright.
Thank you.
.500 games.
When you say it like that, I agree. But it just seems like it was just a few years ago. But it's gone by so fast. And, you know, every year, the way this thing works, it goes by in segments. You know, you got the off-season program and training camp and the season. And next thing you know, 10 years goes by and 20 years goes by. And the players get younger and we get older.
I've noticed that too. But your staff, I want to mention them because seriously, you are you work three shifts sometimes. They'll go around the clock and have to work all three shifts. Imagine that, going 7 to 7, a 24-hour shift. But your staff is incredible.
They do an excellent job. Actually, they're the reason that I get all the accolades. They are very selfless. We work 7 days a week, 8 months out of the year, and you work Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Day, every holiday, and it's worth every minute of it. I mean, I've done it for 30 years, and I still don't feel like I've worked a day, and they are the reason why.
Your wife is here tonight. We need to acknowledge her, because if you're working 7 days a week. But I want to ask you, because you're the one guy that can put this 7-0 start in perspective better than anybody. What about this team and what you see in the locker room, the young man to your right, and being 7-0?
Well, it feels a lot different. You know, we went 9-0 a few years ago,
yeah.
and it seems like just a few years ago, and it was longer than that. But this group is hungry. They are very humbled, I think, with the last few years we went through. They remember that. And people like Justin and DJ and Jamal, they're going to do everything in their powers to keep this thing rolling.
Ladies and gentlemen, Allen Wright, the Chiefs equipment manager, just worked his 500th game. Way to go, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. We'll let you switch the headsets out. By the way, his son is a heck of a basketball player, their son. And he plays now for the University of Central Methodist in Fayette, Missouri. So he'll be one of the top three-point shooters in NAI. Just follow him. Now, first of all, I'm so glad he's on our team. He is the guy that has taken over the National Football League by storm. He and number 91, Tom Bahali. Please give a Chiefs Kingdom welcome, Beast Alert, Justin Houston. First of all, it's awesome and amazing to have you here. But let's just talk about this football team a little bit. Alan talked about it. Andy talked about it. But you can also give some perspective. How has this team grown to get to 7-0?
I think one thing Coach said when he came in, he said, we're going to come in as teammates and we're going to leave as a family. And I think that's what's going on right now. We're playing for each other, the man beside you, the man on the sideline. We're playing for it. We like brothers now. It's a good bond. It's almost like a college vibe that's going on. Everybody's getting along. There's no arguing. Everybody's clowning around with each other.
It's outstanding. 100% all in and participating, offense to defense, defense to offense, and special teams. But you guys on defense, I've said, is a special forces unit now. This is like you guys are Navy SEALs. What about what's going on with the energy of this defense, front to back, side to side, subgroup, base? What about the way this defense is specifically built?
We having fun doing it. I remember OTAs when Coach first got here. We had a good day of OTAs practice, and we got in the film room. He said, this was a great practice, but look at everybody. No one's having fun. So he said, let your personality show. And I think that's what we're doing. We just out there flying around, making plays, and having fun.
And we're having fun right along with you, Jay Hewitt. Now, to get 5 more sacks yesterday as a team, that's 35 sacks in 7 weeks. But I want to ask you, because it's also lost that, 35 sacks in 7 weeks, those plays are huge. But first and goal at the 1. It has happened now twice in 3 weeks. Tennessee gets no points. Houston only gets 3. And it was a critical stage in the game. What is it about this team mentally when you're sitting there 1 yard away on first down and you're not letting people get touchdowns?
We done been through so much. This team, a lot of our teammates was here from last year, and the things we went through just made us stronger. So, and one thing Coach Sutton said, they're not in till they're in. So you can be inches from the goal line, you're not getting in until you get in. You got to earn it. We're not going to give it to you.
For a defense to have the feeling of they're not in until they're in, that's a feeling that is huge. That is awesome. I'm just saying. Right now, Justin Houston, they ain't in until they end, okay? Let's just saying that. Justin Houston with us tonight again on our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Dave and Buster's at the Speedway. When we come back, we'll break out the hardware and let one of the NFL's leader in sacks show you what's going to happen to the Cleveland Browns. We'll be back after this timeout on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Sends Dallas Clark, his tight end in motion. He throws that way. It's intercepted in the near flat. The Chiefs pick it up the near sideline. Justin Houston with the pick. And Houston is all the way down to the Buccaneer 44-yard line for Justin Houston, his first career interception. What? A Justin Houston interception. We're back at Dave and Buster's near the Kansas Speedway in the Legends area. Again, they've got some specials on Sundays, $3.50, 22-ounce Bud Light drafts, and also $5 appetizer specials. Great place to come here and watch football. Over 200 fans here tonight. Again, appreciate everybody coming out this evening. A lot of you have traveled a long way to be here with our special guest again tonight, number 50, Justin Houston. You got another interception in you? That was kind of cool last year.
Hopefully soon.
Maybe this week, huh?
Yeah, I hope so.
Everybody sees the sacks, but I'm going to give him a big credit, and I want to ask you about this, because when you play an outside linebacker in the 3-4, this is different than, let's say, the late Derek Thomas, who put his hand on the ground and just came off the edge. You do that a lot, and it's pretty cool when you do that, because good things usually happen. But what about all the other stuff you have to do, because I've seen you grow in this role over the last couple of years?
Well, to put ourselves in that situation, we got to stop the run, to rush the pass. So one thing we got to do is the outside linebacker set the edge. So you got to make sure the ball don't get outside of you and then cut back right away.
Justin, it might be the most impressive thing I've seen this defense do. We know about the 35 sacks, but the way you guys have set the edge, people can't get to the outside. But I want to ask you about your teammates inside and the gap control and the assignments. You're aggressive without losing gap control, and that doesn't happen all the time in football. What about your teammates in holding gaps and holding edges?
They do a great job inside. Them three big guys, Poe, Jackson, and DeVito, they do an amazing job up front. They strong, they aggressive, they blow guys off the ball. I know the Tennessee game for like the first three or four series, didn't nobody have a tackle. It was just all them three guys. They had all the tackles the first three series. So when you got those guys up the middle, blowing them, they mans off the ball in the right gap, it's easy to set the edge.
Well, I got to be honest with you. It wasn't even a fair fight when you and Tomba went over to the same side in this game against the Texans. I am glad, let's just put it this way, I'm glad the Texan left tackle had dark pants. What was it like when you got, when Bob Sutton goes, let's do this and let's put 91 and 50 on the same side? What were you thinking?
That's something we've been working on since OTAs. We just know when we're in that situation, they really got to pick their poison. And it was me, Tama, and DJ over there. So we knew they can't block all three of us. It was a choice they had to make. So one time I came free, they chose to get me. Then the next time they chose to get Tama. So it's like I said, you got to pick your poison.
So you want to be an NFL quarterback. How about Justin Houston, Tom Bahali, and Derek Johnson coming at you all in the same direction? That's pretty crazy. Now, you know how this works. You've been here before. You're a Wiley veteran. To get 10 sacks, to have 35 sacks as a team, to hold the edge, to be the NFL's best defense, there you go, partner, because with Justin Houston, you know it is time to put the hammer down, baby. You got it, and there is nobody with a bigger hammer than 50. Unless it's 91. Now let's go to our Time Warner Cable Turning Point play of the game. That game was full of drama yesterday. I mentioned the plays that I didn't amplify enough, and that was the 7 third down conversions by the offense. All of those were huge. But all Houston needs is a field goal, and they're going to win the game. Guess not, as we listen to our Time Warner Cable Turning Point play of the game.
Center Chris Myers, get ready to snap it to Case Keenum. Keenum back at his own 5. Under pressure. Holley's got it from behind. The ball's fumbled. Picked up by the Chiefs. Derek Johnson down at the 1-yard line. Derek Johnson recovers, but Tamba Holley just continues to pursue the National Football League quarterbacks with reckless abandon.
It's a full-on assault. Now, I want to ask you about this crowd. We've only got about 215 here tonight. You play in front of over 70,000. What has it meant to you to see that place come alive again? That joint is jumping.
It's crazy out there. The first time I seen it, I was shocked. I couldn't hear myself think. We had a yell on the field, like really walk up to the man beside us. We had to work on signals all week to get our communication out, make sure everybody was on the same page. But we love that one. Anytime we get that crowd into it, they can't communicate. They got to call a timeout to talk, to go over their plays. We just love it as a defense.
And then you guys feed the crowd feeds you, and it's on a feeding frenzy. What do you notice in offensive linemen when, first of all, they see you across from them, or Tom, or Derek, or Poe, or everybody else? But then do you see them kind of with the look in their eye of like, I don't know what the snap count is or what's our protections? Or?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. Last week, Oakland, I thought they got away with a couple of false starts, but they had quite a few false starts. They have to look at the ball. There's no talking going on out there. You can't hear nothing. So the whole offensive line is just looking down at the ball. So that helped us getting off rushing and passing. When the tackle can't really look at you, he's focused on the ball. I would hate to be a tackle in that stadium.
I'd hate to be a tackle trying to block you. Again, Justin Houston is our guest tonight. 10 sacks this year, and the Kansas City Chiefs set right at 35 sacks. And they right now, statistically, the National Football League's best defense in most categories. And just to fill you in on the record before we go to our final break, I've just double-checked the record. The Chiefs are 7-0, but the Brownies are coming to town, and they've got some dangerous pieces. We'll come back and close out the show and ask Justin about the Cleveland Browns when we come back. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Back
back to throw Gabbert. In trouble, sack! The Chiefs sack him at the 13-yard line. Justin Houston came like a missile to the right side of Gabbert.
Right side of Gabbert, left side of Gabbert, and everybody else, the quarterbacks in this league. Justin Houston, our guest tonight, representing the NFL's best defense. Again, we're back on our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom show. We are live at Dave and Buster's near the Kansas Speedway in the Legends area. And again, a special congratulations tonight to Alan Wright. Just had his 500th game as a Kansas City Chiefs equipment manager now for the Chiefs. Also, so many people make this show possible. Brad G is here tonight from the Chiefs PR department. His wife, Megan, where is she at? And his two cute little boys, they both committed to Iowa State. Of course, Megan, the athlete, ran track at Iowa State. Georgia David is here tonight, the former McKinney, Texas Lion from the Chiefs PR department. Drake is here tonight. Drake makes it all happen. I think Sean the Blade Belden is also here tonight. Of course, this is now multimedia with every show is televised now on the Time Warner Sports Channel. So the Chiefs Kingdom has grown and is continuing to grow, and appreciate everybody coming out here tonight. Now, Justin Houston is with us. The Cleveland Browns come to town. These guys are interesting. They've got some capable guys. Josh Gordon, a really good receiver on the outside. But now you got Brandon Weeden coming in here. He's like 45 years old. Get this. He's in his second year in the NFL, his second year, and he's older than Alex Smith, who's in his ninth year. And after he plays you, he might be aged another 5 years. I don't know, but... He's a pretty good quarterback, though. I mean, they got some pieces on this team, don't they?
They got a lot of great talent over there. They can make a big play at any moment.
And I want to ask you about this, because they may have the best left offensive tackle in the National Football League. With apologies to Brandon Albert, he's our bet favorite. But Joe Thomas is over there. The dude's made the Pro Bowl every year he's been in the league. This is his seventh year. And Alex Mack is at center. He's a Pro Bowl center. These are two of the top offensive linemen you'll face all year. What about going up against a guy like a Joe Thomas or an Alex Mack?
I think they are real great guys. They vets. They're smart. They know what to do. But just looking at Tama, I still think he's the best pass rusher in the game. I haven't seen nobody like him. He's relentless. His hands, his technique. So I know he will get back there a couple times. No doubt in my mind.
But he says the same thing about you.
I guess we feed off each other, man. He taught me the things I know, so I'm just copying him.
Well, let's hope there's enough dog food for all the dogs to eat. Browns. But what about this? Because it's not like there's any jealousy between you guys. I've never sensed that. And the teamwork in that locker. It's not like, hey, I'm two sacks ahead of you, or you're chasing sacks or anything. Because that's kind of when you get in trouble. It's like a guy trying to hit home runs, right?
Yeah, we don't pay no attention to that. Maybe at the end of the season we'll talk about it, but during the season we're just going to do our job. We want to win. At the end of the day, as long as we get a W, we all happy. That's all that matters.
Well, we're happy because that's seven Ws. And one more time, just for the good of the order, it's time for Justin Houston to put the hammer down, baby. You have got it. Special thanks to Justin Houston, who is now one of the top defensive players in the National Football League, as the Chiefs get ready to take on the Cleveland Browns this weekend at Arrowhead Stadium and try to go 8-0. Next week, it is our special homecoming show and Halloween show all in one. We will be at the KU Med Center location of Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. That's at 39th and State Line. Jamal Charles will be our scheduled guest. We'll bring the offense in. That guy is a ninja, isn't he?
Yeah, he's something special. I'm glad I ain't got to chase him.
Well, we're glad you're on our team, Justin Houston. Thanks for coming out tonight. Thanks for everybody. Thanks to Alan Wright for 500 games and giving up his life for the service of the Kansas City Chiefs and to your whole family. For Justin Houston, Alan Wright, Andy Reid, and our entire crew, thanks for joining us tonight on the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Kansas City!
You've been listening to Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Visit them at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.